Going to be joined soon by Mike Florio. Pro Football Talk brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Let's get back to more of your thoughts on the Post-Gazette closing up shop. Here's Robin O'Hara. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I didn't do the Post-Gazette as a kid. I did the Pittsburgh Press, but it's all the same. You know, I mean, this was inevitable that it was going to happen. Half the kids can't even read today, so a newspaper doesn't do them a whole hell of a lot of good, does it? And the thing is, I want to talk about the Harbaugh situation.
Go ahead.
Well, it's a shame he got let go. I mean, we won't get to watch Dumb and Dumber battle it out on the field, so to speak. We all know that should be Tomlin going, but I'm going to give you a different take on why Rooney will never fire Tomlin. And that reason is Rooney's own Hall of Fame aspirations are directly tied to this non-losing winning season thing of Tomlin's. If he fires them, then he has nothing to hang his own hopes on.
Well, that's, you know, I've not heard people bring that up. His dad's in the Hall of Fame and his grandfather's in the Hall of Fame. If you're making a case, not just for the Hall of Fame, but what is Art Rooney II's biggest contribution as Steelers owner? What is it? What do we say?
He brought the draft to Pittsburgh, Pony.
Okay.
Everyone's going to get the draft.
Everyone's doing that now. Cleveland had it. Detroit had it. Kansas City had it.
He doesn't have a signature achievement as Steelers, as like the principal. You know, I'll say it thusly. Like, obviously, Art had taken over a lot of the day-to-day when his father was still alive. But since Dan Rooney passed, there is absolutely nothing to distinguish Art Rooney's time as the sole guy.
So what does he hang his hat on? Just ridiculous continuity?
But I think that's seen as a negative locally.
For sure.
I know it's seen as a negative locally. And
it
I
is.
Think there's like a, it's taken a while, but there's a small building groundswell of it being seen as a negative nationally.
But the difference is, to Rob's point, the Chief had a lot of losing. A lot. They were the, you know, sad sack, moribund franchise for him. Dan Rooney had losing seasons. Plenty of them. 80s, 90s. Art II's never had one. That's what differentiates himself from his predecessors.
But it's easier to say Dan Rooney won two Super Bowls as the dude and got to two more basically as the dude still. I know he was the ambassador to Ireland by the 2010 Super Bowl, but still. Than it is to, and like that just resonates with people, than it is to say, hey, Art has never been worse than 8-8.
Here is Mitch in the North Hills. Hello, Mitch.
Hey, it's Rich, not Mitch.
Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, that's okay. Actually, I just had two teeth pulled, so I'm probably talking funny.
Still got the Novocaine effect going there? You're still all like numbed up?
Oh, yeah, my lip's down by my belly button somewhere.
Wow. All right. I'm glad you're calling a radio show.
Was this an emergency
like
procedure, or had you planned to have all these teeth pulled?
No, I planned it. I broke one of the two teeth. And the other one, so I had to get some implants and crowns and all that crap.
Oh,
so
okay.
There goes my new Mercedes-Benz payment.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Anyway, I got a funny story. This is about the Press, not the Post-Gazette necessarily. We were out at Ross Park Mall during Christmas. My wife and two kids go into one of the bookstores. I forget which one. And outside the store is Jim O'Brien.
Yeah, the writer. The
writer of
the
many
author.
Steelers books.
Yeah, the author.
Correct. So we go in, and they stayed in there longer. I came outside, and I was talking to him. And, hey, what's your next book you're doing? And he said, Lambert. I said, oh, you just missed Lambert's number one fan. And he probably said to himself, yeah, sure. You know, everyone says that. You know, everyone loves Lambert, blah, blah, blah. And I saw that in his face. I said, no, I'm not kidding. So I start telling him a couple stories.
Okay.
She had in her bedroom everything that was ever written about Lambert cut out of the newspaper and pasted on the wall.
Who had this?
I'm sorry?
Who had this in their
My
bedroom?
Wife.
Your wife, okay.
My wife, when
gotcha.
She was growing up.
Okay.
She
had a shrine to Jack Lambert.
It was covered.
Covered?
So I told him a couple other stories. I'm not going to say on the radio here because I might get her arrested.
Okay.
Had something to do with going in his house and into his mailbox to make sure it was Lambert's house. So I'll leave it at that.
That's usually the kind of behavior reserved for like late 90s girls who are fans of boy bands.
We'll shut it down there, but thank you for the call. We have Mike ready to go here, Donnie. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He will have the Patriots and Chargers Sunday night. We'll wait till Monday for the Steelers and Texans. There's a lot of different things we can obviously talk about, Mike, but just this popped into my head right now. The game you have, the game we're going to be obviously paying the closest attention to. How does the sausage get made on what games air on what days? Because everybody plays the game of, all right, when is Steelers-Texans going to happen? When is this game going to happen? And all of my friends were like, oh, Bears and Packers will be at 4:25 on Sunday because that's the best time slot and that's the best game. And then it pops up on Amazon Saturday night. So if you can, take us behind the scenes on how these games get picked and where they get picked. Is there a draft? Is that how it works? Is there a draft with all these TV networks?
Well, I'm not consulted for any of it. And I don't hear anything until the announcement is made. I believe that the networks will make their preferences known, but at the end of the day, they submit to the NFL and the NFL makes their decision. And obviously the Saturday night decision, having the Bears Packers, that has a lot of people upset because it's streaming only. And I'm getting emails directed to me complaining about it as if I made the decision and or I work for Amazon, not NBC. But the streaming thing is real. That's part of the mix. The NFL is going to make those decisions, and it's just whatever the league wants to do. But the networks do make it known what they want, and there is some back and forth there. But at the end of the day, the league makes the decisions, and we just find out when everybody else does.
Is it reasonable then to assume that the Steelers are on Monday night because it's a home game here and the league just loves the idea of that brand in a standalone primetime slot? Because the Texans, when they make the playoffs, Mike, are pretty much always good for that death slot on Saturday.
Well, the Panthers, thanks to backing into the playoffs and just not being all that of an exciting football team to watch, they got the death slot on Saturday. I think the pairings were set before we knew that the Steelers would be hosting
it said,
the game.
It said Steelers or Ravens. They did it at halftime of the
Ravens
game Sunday.
Ravens are a similarly big brand too, though, to be fair.
I just think that they make their decisions and off we go. And of course, whoever wins that game on Monday night is going to be playing on Sunday. There's no way they play on Saturday, but still it's going to be a tight turnaround. Even if you have the late Sunday game, which they've slid them back a little bit on Sunday. It's not the same as the night schedule, the Saturday schedule that has late afternoon and then 8 o'clock at night. But still, especially if it's the Texans, they're going to have to go home and then they're going to have to travel somewhere else between Monday night and whenever they play on Sunday.
Mike, did the Steelers get John Harbaugh fired or did Lamar Jackson get John Harbaugh fired?
You know, it's funny. And you know it's a big deal when, at least for me, when my wife starts asking questions about it, that's a big deal because it's crossed over.
It's crossed the Rubicon.
And she was trying to process how a missed field goal got John Harbaugh fired. Even though the missed field goal didn't get him fired, if the guy makes the field goal, he doesn't get fired because they're getting ready for a game this week. Doesn't mean he wouldn't have gotten fired later, but he doesn't get fired in that moment. And it could have been Mike Tomlin who walks away, I think, if anything, if that kick had been good. Lamar Jackson and the handling of Lamar Jackson, the development of Lamar Jackson is part of it. But the more I think about it, I don't rule out Lamar Jackson being gone either. I think he made the side that he wants out. The coaching move is going to be, I think, the most critical piece. But this could be a situation where at the end of the day, Harbaugh's out, and then later, assuming the Ravens can find a trade partner, Lamar Jackson could be out. They both could end up being gone, but it just was a bad situation, and it was time. Everything that was said, everything Ben Roethlisberger said 5 weeks ago about Mike Tomlin applies to John Harbaugh. it was time. It's been too long. 18 years, very long, just like 19. Very long time, time for a change. And when we were there on Sunday at the game, and we were on their sideline, and get a chance to get, you know, pulse on the vibe of the team and whatever, they were just thrilled to be there. They were thrilled to even have a shot, given how bad things have been this year and the lows and the highs, 1-5 start, and then they claw back, and it's a little wobbly after that. They loved the idea that they still had a chance. Then once that game's over, the owner had to make a decision. And, yeah, I think that the relationship with Lamar Jackson was part of it, but that doesn't mean Lamar Jackson's still going to be there. It wasn't a choice necessarily between quarterback and coach. It may have just been coach was the first, and then we'll see what happens with the quarterback.
In your opinion, are both John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski in this recently of this division, late of the AFC North, are they head coaches next year? And if so, where?
Right now, it looks like John Harbaugh is going to end up with the New York Giants, but we still have steps to go in the process. And to the extent that John Harbaugh finds a significant demand for his services, he's going to have leverage when it's time to negotiate, not just money, but also whatever changes he may want, whatever people he may want to bring with him. And I don't know. I don't, you know, until it's done, it's not done. But it feels like those two are the most desired candidates for now. For now, teams want coaches with experience. Teams want coaches who have proven they can do the job. And even though Kevin Stefanski was the fall guy for the definitely not dysfunctional Browns, and please, please, Jimmy Haslam is asking nicely, please don't call the Browns dysfunctional. Even though he ultimately paid the price for the worst move in the history of the NFL, and that's not hyperbole, the Deshaun Watson trade and contract was the single worst move in NFL history. It robbed the Browns of 6 draft picks, 3 first-round picks, relatively cheap talent that would have formed the nucleus of the team from 2022 moving forward, $230 million fully guaranteed to a guy who didn't do anything. The second year of that failed experiment, Kevin Stefanski finds a way to the playoffs. He's coach of the year every time he gets to the playoffs because everybody's amazed by the fact that anybody can take the Browns to the playoffs. So I think folks who get it will factor in what an overall mess Cleveland is. And there are too many chefs, the owner's involved, he meddles and he tries to act like he doesn't. And it's just been a disaster there. And I feel like they had to do something because beyond having to get the fans to renew their season tickets every year, they're going to open a new stadium. It's just a matter of time before they start asking for significant PSLs for the season tickets there. I think they felt compelled to have something a little more sizzle. So I think Stefanski can get it done. But if it's not the Giants for him, we'll see where it plays out.
Mike, you said minutes before the game kicked off on Sunday night that Tomlin could step away and possibly do TV. I heard that from you and thought that was more based on sourcing and reporting than just your own two cents and opinion. A, is that true? And do you think even after the win Sunday that that's still in play?
Here's what happens, and I'll peel the curtain back a little bit. I mean, I've been doing this 25 years, and I can tell when someone in a position like mine is saying something without saying something. And last week, it was clear that the people who were talking about Mike Tomlin possibly going to TV knew something. They weren't just theorizing. They weren't just speculating. They knew something. And I can't remember how I phrased it on Sunday night, but I believe, I don't know, but I believe Mike Tomlin's got an opportunity in TV in his back pocket, and he's got to decide when the season's over whether or not he's going to take advantage of it. That's what I believe, based upon everything I've seen, heard, etc. I think he's got something, and it's just up to him at the right time, walking away from the Steelers and walking through that door, which means Zach Taylor, the one guy who should have been fired in the AFC North, may be the dean of the AFC North coaches before too long.
Mike Florio, He'll have Patriots and Chargers. Based on what happens in that game, we'll know by the time the Steelers kick off where they'll go if they win.
What are the fireworks?
Playoff win drought. Whoa.
Whoa, what is going on? For the people who are not watching this on YouTube, you just had fireworks go off behind you.
That was like a New Year's thing.
Yeah, it's a safety hazard. Don't do that at home. See, no, like, it's something about this platform, because I do spots in Chicago twice a week, and we do this same thing. And I've learned that if you do the double thumbs up, you get the fireworks.
And now it's there. Again.
Yeah, there they are.
That is crazy.
Tony, should we try to do, like, if I hit the camera and do this?
Nothing. It's special for Mike. Oh, it's that, a Florio only feature. See you, Mike.
Very nice.